plan on vacationing at the Hotel California this summer, make sure if you use the pool, you don't have a child swimming in the pool. And if you do have a child in the pool, make sure the child doesn't have a cast on. And make sure you're not throwing the child in the air in the pool, having fun like all kids do. There goes the Eagles, Doug and Joe show.
Why not?
This is stupid. I don't even know where to go. I mean, I think, Dana, Joe, and I'll answer your question, Joe, but is there just like a big plug? Is there a plug somewhere where you can just unplug the internet? Like, is there?
Yeah,
like
there's a universal cable.
Yeah, I mean, but unplug it all.
Oh, I think he means from everyone.
Yeah, like,
oh,
we
like
have that.
Other people are not allowed to use it.
Yeah, we have, like, what do they call that clock in Denver, Joe? That damn, that atomic clock.
That is the atomic clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there some way that we can just unplug? Like, if we go to Mark Zuckerberg's house or like Bill Gates, or is there some plug you just go, oh, you
get, I like to believe there is.
You just pull it real hard and the whole internet is just poof, it's gone.
Well, how about we just take away people's keyboards?
Okay.
I think that's the thing that's giving them the power.
Well, see, that would work, but then they had that talk to text thing.
Yeah, talk to text.
They can still talk out what they want to say and then have it show up in text form, and then we're all still screwed.
But at least that will be like, you know, it'll be like ducking and this and that. You know, it'll have all these terrible words that don't make sense.
Yeah, nothing will make sense anymore.
It's just, it doesn't stop. And I've bucked it for so many years, and then I do it now for the show and this social and this digital. It's just, it's too goddamn much. People just won't quit. Jessica Simpson, this is what's going on. Jessica Simpson, post a photo. Her and her four-year-old son, Ace, with her husband, Eric Johnson, okay? And they're at a pool, and this pool looks kick-ass, and you can see they're in the mountain somewhere in L.A. or whatever. It looks like a great, great house. So she gets on, is it Instagram, Dan, or
Instagram.
Okay, she gets on Instagram,
okay,
and this is what she writes. Jessica Simpson writes, a broken bone doesn't hold this kid down. Then she wrote, waterproof cast. And you click on the video, which you can do right now at the Dog and Joe Show Facebook page. It shows her husband. He's got his hat on. They got the little four-year-old kid, Ace. He's got a cast on his left arm. Flippers on his feet. They're at this pool party. Dad doing what every American dad does with their kids. He's got the kid, throws him up in the air. Kid does a somersault or a flip, lands on his feet in the water. It's something that dads, this is the worst thing about the video she posted. Don't watch this and do this with your kids, because if you do it once, you'll have to do it until the kid's damn near 16 years of age. My kid wants me to do it to this day. I can't pick my kid up anymore. My kid's going to start doing this to me in the
pool. I would love to see you try and flip your son like this right now with little flippers on and whatever water wings.
Oh, I would physically rip body parts.
Your arm would come out of your shoulder.
My kid weighs like 15 pounds less than I do right now.
And he's taller than you, right?
Is he taller right now?
Yeah, he's taller than me.
So, I'd love to see that.
What I say by this when you watch the video is, don't do this to your kid, not because it's dangerous, but because the kids will become addicted to it, as will their friends, and then what you have to do is stand in the pool all day, flipping kids over, end over, and there's 10 kids, and next thing you know, you got tennis elbow, because you've been throwing kids all day, your back hurts, and then you got to go to the damn chiropractor. That's why I say don't do it.
I say don't do it, because you'll never get it down as perfectly awesome as that dad did.
He did it pretty amazingly.
He did it great. He really did.
She isn't showing the line of 10 kids that's lined up to the right to be flipped too, because everybody wants that.
He's in fairly decent shape, that guy. He could probably flip 10 kids 10 times.
Yeah, he probably could, but the fact of the matter is people are blowing up Jessica Simpson.
It didn't
now
have like a life vest on, huh, or water wings.
No, it has nothing to do with the life vest and the water wings. What they're yelling at her about is that
shallow
the kid
into the pool.
No, they're pissed off because the kid has a cast on.
Well, she said it was waterproof.
Yeah, but
I think she edited that after she posted it and got a bunch of negative feedback.
Oh, you think Jessica Simpson made it?
I think she just posted this cast is not slowing the kid down, and then she got a bunch of negative comments, and then she added the hashtag waterproof cast.
I don't even care if the cast is waterproof. I don't care. She's got enough money.
She could buy a new one.
The cast gets soaking wet. She'll go down to the doctor. They'll reset the damn thing. She's got Jessica Simpson money. She doesn't live with the problems we have, but people are blowing her up on Instagram or Twitter, getting onto her for throwing this kid upside down, saying, I had no idea it was possible to swim with a broken arm. Probably not the best choice.
Oh, my goodness. Because he has a broken arm, they're blowing her up.
Yeah, other people saying, love you, Jess, but why throw a kid with a cast on, even in water? A third called the stunt the most ridiculous thing to be doing as a parent. So all these people, They get on, and they start attacking her, and they start going after her, calling her a bad parent, worried about her child's safety. When the dad's in the pool with them, having fun, that's what kids and dads do.
I wouldn't even have thought twice about that had I seen that video. I mean...
Who does?
I don't know.
Who does not go to work and contribute to society and have the time?
This is their contribution now.
Ruining the planet with evil, ick, and stupidity?
Pretty much.
At what point in time does it just stop working? You know, does this stop to the point where like, okay, I mean, this is because here's what I think is happening. I believe that most of America, it seems like, or it's probably not even most, it's a small, minute portion, but they are the loudest people, keyboard-wise, the vocal minority, we call them.
Yeah.
They're chasing people around on a witch hunt, if you will. Have you ever seen those black beetles? They're from the Indiana Jones movie. They just go in a little pack, and every person they come up to, they just eat them completely down to their bones.
Scarabs.
Yes, the scarab beetle.
I don't know about these beetles, but continue.
They just chase people down. You find them in the tombs. Every little tomb he goes to, in every movie of Indiana Jones, these scarab beetles, they come, and they come in a big, massive pack, and each person they come up to, they start from the feet to the head, and they eat them down to the bones.
Ugh.
And they're a bone pile in seconds. And that is what people are doing to... You don't even have to be famous now. You can be anyone who posts a picture or
a
video.
You can be us.
You can be us, yeah. And they will eat you alive.
I've never
seen anything like it.
Yeah. It's gotten so out of hand. You can't do anything. These people want to be a part of your feeds or be a part of your, what do you call them on Instagram?
They want you to friend them.
They want you
to like them.
Yeah.
You know?
And you start doing this, and you give these people this insight into your personal life,
and you don't have to,
and you give them what it is they want, and they find a way to bitch. And what are these beetles called?
Scarab.
The scarab beetle.
And these people turn into scarab beetles and bitch about everything.
They eat you from your feet to your head.
But here's the thing: I think they find certain people and certain celebrities that they really like to harp upon, because I think this isn't the first time that Jessica Simpson has been picked on. I'll just use
trolled.
That. Trolled.
Right, right.
This isn't the first time she's been trolled for her parenting decisions. We remember the bikini debacle with like her 2-year-old or whatever it was.
Oh, the little girl. Yeah, they had matching bikinis and people called her out saying she was like a pimp.
Yeah. So this isn't the first time that people have gotten on Jessica Simpson's case. And I think that they just, they think that she's maybe an easy target, or they think that she's a bad parent because she's kind of always played that dumb blonde bimbo-y role. And so I think that they think she's not a bad or a good parent. So they always are picking at things that she
posts. She is onto something with that, dude. Because if in fact they were really out to get people who were pimps, then Kim Kardashian's mom would have been thrown under the bus years ago.
Yeah, I hate you for saying that.
She really pimped her daughter.
Do you remember what started it all? It was Chicken of the Sea. Back when she had that stupid MTV show with that Nick whatever his name
Nick
is.
Nick Lachey.
Yeah.
That was her husband.
Yeah, and she thought it was actual, there were chickens in the sea or whatever that was, and they blew that up and they turned her into
said,
a
why
ditch.
Do they call this Chicken of the Sea?
If it's tuna.
Yeah. There's no chicken in it.
Yeah, do chickens swim in the, whatever it was.
Or is there really chicken in this?
Yeah.
I can't remember how she said it. Yeah. This doesn't taste like chicken.
But that is a good point, Dana. You're saying that people go after her because they really do think she's dumb. I could Google her net worth and I've never seen her SAT scores. I don't know what her IQ is. All I'm saying is I could pull up if I Googled her net worth, and I could prove to all these people out there trolling her, she's not as dumb as you think she is.
She's dumb rich.
She plays it off pretty good, though, doesn't she?
Yeah, you know what? Let her play it off. Let her play it all the way to the bank. You think she's drooling on her own lips and tripping on her shoes when she goes to the bank? And she's buying these damn houses that have pools like this, and she's throwing her kit.
And she's really opening the cabinet and wondering if it's chicken inside the Chicken of the Sea tuna. I mean, if you really believe that, then okay, you can.
Yeah, you can.
You're allowed to.
But if you're tracking her down because you think she's dumb or you think she's a bad parent, what you need to do is turn the freaking pad off or turn the computer off. Instead of looking at that screen all day, get in front of that mirror. You scab, you barnacle, you trolling, blood-sucking, what are those beetles called?
Scarabs.
Scarab, yes. There's a new term for a barnacle. You're not even a barnacle anymore. You're a scarab beetle. Yes, I don't get this.
Have the microphone or the microscope turned back on them. The nastiest comment that you see posted on one of these things, well, let's inspect your life, big guy or big girl. Let's have a peek at what goes on in your house behind the corners, what you really say to your family when you're angry or you've had a hard day at work.
What I would love, though, with all this social, this is what I would love. This is why I told you at the beginning of this. Is there a plug you could just pull real hard and the whole internet just shuts down? Everything, Instagram, all of it's just gone. It's just black. What would these people, and I've always said this, I hate Facebook and I hate these social things, because what these things did is they give people, or gave people, voices that never should have had voices.
Yeah.
They never, ever should have had a platform, and now they have it. And my thing is if these celebrities quit posting up these photos and these videos and these pictures and all this stuff, what would all these scarab, barnacle, bottom-feeding scuzz buckets do with their days if they didn't have Jessica Simpson to pick on? I want you to think about, if you took all this stuff away that's so offensive that you lust after, what would become of your miserable existence?
Well, then you'd have to parent your own children and
yes,
go to work and actually be productive.
Yeah, oh my God, what do you mean? What do you mean? I have to work a full 8 hours? I can't get on TMZ and I can't troll. Oh my God, you want a full legitimate 8 hours of work for me? This is awful. I quit.
What you learn, and you learn this very, very quickly, is if you are someone who has a page where you can be trolled, or you can see things being said negatively about you, or
yeah,
and that could be anything. You could own a business, you could be in the media, you could be a celebrity, a sports
sure
person, what have you. You find out very, very quickly, because it does hurt to see things that mean said about, unless you're dog face. He welcomes it and loves that. Anything mean said about you is a bonus. It like gives you energy.
A lady rocket yesterday, I had a whole bunch of trolls come after me yesterday,
mm-hmm,
about Permit Patty, which we're going to get to here shortly.
Yeah, yeah.
And one girl on there called me an a-hole. And I simply responded back, are you kidding me? I've been called worse than that today. That does not bother me. That puts a feather in my hat. Thank you for calling.
By Joe or Dana.
Yes, yeah, yes. All the trolls came out on that Permit Patty post.
I think I remember that. He goes, oh, look, I've been called an a-hole. You guys have a great day. I'm going to go golf.
Yeah, I like it. It excites me because people get so riled up with this stuff, but it's ridiculous.
Well, you
it's
find out
stupid
very quickly, and I you know, I ask you guys to do this. You'll find out these trolls that'll hit you on your personal posts and things of that nature. Just take a gander at their page.
Oh, yeah.
Just all you got to do is click on their name and go look at what dirty existence of barbaric hell they live in.
Yeah.
And the awfulness of their life. And you immediately are going to be like, okay, you can say whatever you want about me, dude.
And Joe fell victim to this a number of years ago.
Hardcore, dude, when Facebook first started.
This really did eat at Joe to a point where Joe's like, oh, my God, these people are mean.
Most folks don't not like me, you know?
Lots of people, and I'll second that. I'm one of them that I don't like Joe, but I know that most people do like Joe. Joe's a likable guy.
When you're vocally negative about me, first of all, I question what kind of a mean individual you are, and secondly, it makes me feel bad.
And Joe went through a hard time for like over a year, because he would look at stuff in posts, and he'd be like, oh my God, and it really did hurt his feelings. He would take it home at night, he would come in the next day, and he would get upset, and he's like, why are these people so mean?
Who would say such things?
And people got meaner and meaner as time went on, to the point where Joe's like, I can't. Joe quit Facebook, and
I still don't do it very often.
He doesn't do anything on it anymore, because Joe is so afraid of the barbaric.
People are so disgusting. When you left the meth lab,
yeah,
the level of hatred that came out, and it was towards me, and I'm like, I'm still here. I'm here still. I'm the one. I didn't go nowhere. Why are you being hateful to me? I mean, I got chased down in grocery stores. It went from Facebook to real life.
Dana, can you help me with some of the hip kid lingo, the acronyms that kids use on like their texting and on the Instagram? What does LOL mean?
Laugh out loud.
Okay. What is ROFL?
Rolling on the floor laughing.
Okay. What are some other ones I'm
OMG.
What does that mean?
Oh my God.
Okay.
OMW.
LMAO.
Okay, what does that mean?
Besides this the really bad pop band, laugh my ass off.
Okay.
Oh, there is an LMAO band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dana, I do have the dump ready, but is this one that I could use in the case of Jessica Simpson or other trolls out there? What is SFTU?
You can't even say it right.
Do you mean STFU?
Yeah, yeah, that one. STFU.
Wait, are you really going to dump me?
No, you don't say it. No,
don't do that.
But is that what I think it is? Is it shut the F?
No, it's actually shunt the front door.
Yeah, shut the front door.
Well, no, there'd have to be a D.
Yes, we're teasing with
you. Yeah. STFU. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, that's what people need to do. Go away.
Why don't you just start putting that? Whenever anyone says anything to you, instead of going back, because you've got some very poignant responses that you like to write, yeah, instead of doing anything intelligent whatsoever, just write STFU.
And then everybody be like, ooh, Doug learned a new acronym for the internet today.
No, no, no. Mic drop. Mic emoji, hand, boom. Oh, yeah, smoke fire.
I've seen that. Oh, I have seen that.
That's stupid.
Oh, those predators, they put emoji.
What are those beetles called?
Scarabs.
Yeah, to catch a scarab, man. They're just barnacles out there. Watch the video, man. I look at this family, and I don't know if they're good people, the Simpsons and all that. I don't know if they are.
They're definitely not bad parents for doing that.
You look at the kid. The kid's having the time of his life, and just honestly, for these people, go die. It's just so sickening. It's stupid.
I actually don't want you to lose your life, but yeah, go away.
I mean, it's just, it's gotten so old.
It really has.
We got to do Lickus and Win now.
Time for another exciting edition of Lick Us and Win.
Lick it up.
All right, here we go. Lick Us and Win Wednesday. What we have are California Craft Beer Summit Festival tickets. This is the big one that goes on down at the Capitol Mall in September. I know it's a ways off, but it's hot out. It's going to be a beautiful day. Tons of beer and crafters out there on that day. It's a good ticket. $45 if you were to buy these things. So, 766-9370. Joe, your category.
I'm doing everything out of this world. Space planets, the moon, stars, aliens, spaceships, space companies.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes, Galactic Edition. And I'm going to do potpourri, meaning anything goes. But since it is a craft beer summit, specializing in beer and barbecue.
Oh.
So, 766-9370. Give us some good ones. We'll come back and play.